from KQED.
Thanksgiving weekend is a huge travel holiday, which means many of us will be hearing the accents of friends and family visiting from other parts of the country. You know, Boston, New York, Georgia. But what about us? Is there such a thing as a California accent? Well, as Charlotte Bear reports, a group of Stanford researchers is trying to figure that out.
Think you know what a California accent sounds like? San Jose native Stefano Scalia does.
The joke is that it's this neutral newscaster. If you watch any of the guys on CNN and stuff like that, they sound like us. So we're the kind of the non-accent.
Stanford researchers say the joke's on Scalia, since everyone has an accent. So what is it here? Take the word B-O-A-T, for instance. Would a Californian say
boat
or
boat?
Penny Eckert says actually, there's no way to tell which pronunciation is truly Californian, at least not yet. She's a professor of linguistics at Stanford. A few years ago, she helped launch a project called Voices of California to figure out the local vernacular.
We realized that nobody really knows anything to speak of about the dialects of the West, and people can say just about anything they want. And some people were saying just about anything they wanted. I mean, we're all familiar with Moon Unit Zappa's imitation of Valley Girls, right?
Hi! Uh-huh. My name is Andrea Wilson. Uh-huh. That's right, Andrea. Uh-huh. I know. It's like, I do not talk funny, I'm sure.
Eckert says, like, obviously, it's pretty far out to stereotype all Californians as having a San Fernando Valley Girl accent. But there aren't many examples of what authentic California speech is.
Ten, cult, creek, take.
So the Stanford team has started recording lists of words and interviews with native Californians of all ages and races, as long as their communities have been here a few generations to establish a local dialect.
Pull, gym, feel, greasy.
Bowl, gym, coop, cot.
The researchers decided to kick off the project in the Central Valley.
Of course, when people think about California, they always think of L.A. and San Francisco. There's a big difference between coastal California and the rest of California.
Absolutely. People talk differently in Bakersfield. I knew that answer before they even asked me that.
John Coley volunteered to help out with the Stanford study by giving the researchers a tour of Bakersfield, where he was born and raised.
If you look up the street here, you can probably see the mountain horizon line of Oildale. It's usually lower income, they were Okies, you know, and they call themselves Okies too there, you know.
Coley says there's so much Oklahoma influence in Bakersfield because of the Dust Bowl migration, he can't imagine why his out-of-state friends think he talks like Spicoli from the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
Beach people talk real funny to me. I mean, I don't even know how to swim, or I don't even live near water, so I don't know how I could be a surfer.
Stanford graduate student Annette D'Onofrio is still studying Coley's speech, but says so far he sounds more like a Southern boy than a surfer to her, especially when she asked him to read a few key words.
He would say the word pull or pool, but it sounded like pool. Like, I couldn't tell which word he was saying.
Pool, pool.
Same with gym and gem.
Gym, gym.
And it's like, I don't know which word that was. What was it?
The researchers say mergers, or saying words the same that are pronounced differently in other parts of the country, are common throughout the Central Valley. But Penny Eckert says the valley is certainly not homogenous. On its northern tip in Redding, the team found hints of the Pacific Northwest.
This is this great guy telling me a story about he got into a fight.
Well, here's Greg getting ready to get in this fight.
So listen to the way he says Greg.
Greg.
Greg. You hear that? That's north. They do that in Oregon and Washington.
Linguists say picking up a little bit of Northwest and mixing it with some of the South is part of how California is carving out its own accent. But speakers here might also be inventing something entirely new. Annette D'Onofrio imitates some pronunciations she hasn't heard anywhere else in the country.
Instead of boot, you're getting boot. Jack sounds more like jock. To someone from Minnesota, I would say jack, you know, and so here to say jock. It's a totally different vowel for me.
The pronunciations are so innovative, the Stanford team has dubbed them the California vowel shift, a trait they're attributing to the Bay Area, LA, and other coastal cities.
If you try to think about what you think a surfer or a skater or a valley girl talks like and do it, you can feel your mouth feels different. And I think that that has to do a lot with the way that the vowels are shifting.
Yep, she said it. Saturday Night Live sketch The Californians might be over the top, but it's not entirely off base.
Okay, let's go over it one more time. I know you can nail this. Orange. Shane placed the orange near the fountain. Now you try.
Mr. Shane placed the orange near the fountain.
Good, Rosa. You're improving.
Of course, the team has only done a few hundred interviews, not enough to know how widespread these dialects are yet. One thing they do know is that people will try to talk like those they want to bond with. So the accents we choose help us create our California communities. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bear.